1966. Yes. Thomas Chandler, could you just kind of describe that house?
Yes, it's a lot nicer. It's not a fancy home either, but it's a lot nicer than the one on Haywood Street over here. I have 3 bedrooms and 2.5 baths, and my living room, which is a living room because that's where we live most of the time. The television sets in there, and the kitchen. And the utility room and the carport. It did have a back porch on it, and I had to take the back porch off to build the 3rd bedroom on there for my father. He stays there with us. And it's big enough for the 4 of us. My 2 teenagers, one of them is graduating from high school, so he won't need bedroom long there, I don't think. And then it has a small front porch with wrought iron. A little bit of wrought iron.
This house that you lived in on Haywood Street, how is it heated?
We had little gas stoves, little heaters in each room that heated it. And in the kitchen, of course, we cooked with gas, so it was heated that way. And then we had a small gas heater in the bathroom. It was not closed in, just the type that you stick a match in there and turn the gas on and light it.
Have you ever lived in a house that had a fireplace?
No. Even when I lived in the country and stayed in the country with my grandfather, he had a wood stove that he used, and I've never had a fireplace.
You know a little bit about, I'm sure you know this, the smoke goes up through a what?
Chimney.
In front of the fireplace, what was the open place in front of?
Well, I believe that's called a hearth. A hearth.
Did you used to spend a lot of time out with your grandfather?
Yes. When I was growing up, I spent all my summers with him, and I never did want to come home when school started to go to school. But he lived in the country, and I loved the country, and there was usually no one out there but me and him, but I had a lot of fun. He had a pond that he let me swim in, and there were some colored Negro children that lived right across from there, and they were my playmates. And we just had a good time together, enjoying one another.
In the fireplace, what are the things that you lay the wood across? Okay. Above the fireplace, there might be something to set pictures or vases on.
A mantle, I think it's a mantle is what most people call it.
There is a big round piece of wood that you put in the fireplace or in a fire to burn. What do you call that? Well, you see wood stacked up, or you see wood on trucks, or something.
A cord. No, I don't guess that's what you call that.
A single piece of wood in a cord would be a sort of bark on it, it's just like it's just been cut. It hadn't been sent to the mill. It's still a you were hearing about back in the 1880s when there was a big lumber boom around here, they would float the wax down the river.
Logs. Oh, I'm sorry.
Simple. What'd you call the kind of wood that you would start a fire with?
Chimney.
When a fire is all burned out, what is left?
The ashes or the coal. I've lit firecrackers by them so many times, but.